Polish American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now here's your host, Michael Blehar.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get together here on 860 AM. And as you know, we serve southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. And people from all over the USA can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. Well, as we get started today, I ask that you contact family members and friends, then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we begin with this one. It is by Ray J and the Carousels.
Was muzyki ton oddaje mi jak filomania. Lecz to jedna polka, jak każda inna polka, w tej muzyce jest jakiś czar. Jest to tylko polka, a co za polka, w ramionach jest ta dziewczyna.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, first I want to say thank you for tuning in to our Saturday Variety program, and also for inviting family and friends to tune into our broadcast. As you know, they're here on the radio if you live in our area, but you can listen anytime on the internet, on social media throughout the week, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from the front page of SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from PolishAmericanCenter.com. And as we end off this month of April, I have best wishes to you and yours from all of us in the Blihash family, as well as for Barbara Ilnitska and family. And you know, I'd like to encourage you to check out the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America. They offer life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. Their president, James Robaczewski, and all of their board members and groups throughout the USA want to wish you and yours the very best, and they invite you to check out their internet site by going to prcua.org. That's prcua.org, where you'll find information about their life insurance plans, annuities, paternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. And you can also give their main office a call during regular business hours at 1-800-772-8632. Do check them out on the internet and spread the word. That's prcua.org. That stands for Polish Roman Catholic Union, America. Well, as Polonia marks the 233rd anniversary of Poland's May 3rd, 1791 constitution, as you know, the second oldest written democratic constitution in the world, Philadelphia's area Polish language schools will once again be presenting special events for their students and family members. And as you know, the Philadelphia area sponsors a lot of these celebrations, as they do all over the United States and all over the world where Polish people have settled over the years. Those events will be announced at the schools, and of course, they will also be played during their school preparation programs, and also we will have special tributes to them in the June edition of the Polish American News, because our Polish language schools are a very, very important part of our community. Now, today I will be offering a tribute to Poland's Constitution Day, and Barbara will be doing a special Constitution Day program on Friday, May the 3rd, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on 860. All broadcasts, as you know, are heard also from the PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com, and especially those links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. How about we pause now and enjoy this special request? It's Somebody Loves You, Oberek, and it is by Dennis Motyka and the Good Times, and we're going to send it out for the birthday of Rosemary Stapleton from her husband Joe, to Margaret Liszewski from her husband Ed, to Elizabeth Fiertek from her husband Ed as well, and also to Joan Grutkowski from her husband Marek. For all of them and all the ladies in our audience, let's enjoy this one. It's called Somebody Loves You, and it's by Dennis Motyka and the Good Times.
I want you to know, longs to be near you wherever you go. Somebody loves you, and right from the start, happiness flew into somebody's heart. Somebody loves you each hour of the day, when you're around here or when you're away. Somebody loves you, sweetheart, can't you see? You're somebody. Wiedziała, że ciebieś przy tobie, żebyś ty biła. Ktoś ciebie kocha i zaraz w początku radość do serca wypłynęło. Ktoś ciebie kocha każda godzinę w dniu, jak jeszcze
jesteś przy mnie, droga, albo czy nie. Ktoś ciebie kocha, ma miło, nie wiesz, ten ktoś jest, jest ja.
For 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And as you know, the picnic season will be coming up, and of course, Czerw's Kielbasy will be enjoyed by everyone. Do check them out on the internet by going to kielbasyboys.com. Well, the annual spring polka party there at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia, will be taking place on Sunday, May the 19th from 3 until 7 p.m., and they'll be featuring the TKO Band. The donation is $20 per person, and they will have a wonderful Polish kitchen and a fully stocked bar and a great time for all, and they're asking you to spread the word and invite everyone to attend. Now, for tickets or more information, you can contact John Wisniewski at area code 215-906-1825. That's area code 215-906-1825. And also today, as we prepare to celebrate Polish Constitution Day, I have greetings from everyone from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, serving the community since 1976. And of course, they also would like to let you know that they offer services throughout the USA, and they encourage you to visit them on the internet. For additional information, check them out by going to Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And on the internet address, it's psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. That stands for Polish Slavic Federal Credit Union. And as you know, the April edition of the Polish American News is still available there from the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, and you'll see lots of information, some information about the Polish Constitution of 1791. And of course, the May edition of the paper should be out later this week, so you'll be able to enjoy that. It'll also have some additional information as to why Polish people all over the world do celebrate Polish Constitution Day, as they were the second oldest written democratic constitution in the world. Remember, it's up there on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Now, if you have any type of roofing repair needs, remember, Union Roofing serves southeastern Pennsylvania as well as New Jersey. For more information, do check them out on the internet by going to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. And you can also give them a call at area code 215-464-6425. They also have a promo in the monthly edition of the Polish American News. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I want to say happy wedding anniversary, and of course, Stolat, to Michelle and Michael Barron. Also, we'll send this one out for Jean and Andrew Pruszynski, for Helen and John Zach, for Sophia and Jan Zalewski, for Józef and Marysia Lewandowski, and for Martha and Daniel Romaszko. For all of them and all of you celebrating a wedding anniversary this week, get up and dance and have a good time. This one is Till I Waltz Again with You, and it's by the Squeeze Box Band featuring Molly Busta.
Till I waltz again with you, let no other hold your charms. If my dream should all come true, you'll be waiting for my arms. Till I kiss you once again, keep my love locked in your arms. Again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light. Again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light, my guiding light. I will keep my promise true till I waltz again with you.
And ladies and gentlemen, all of us involved with the Buy American Made campaign have seen that helping one another continues to pay off. Today, tens of millions of Americans are directing more of their spending power on items made and assembled here in the United States of America. For a long time, we saw foreign merchandisers expanding their product lines in stores throughout the United States, and it's good to see more merchandisers working to get American-made items back in circulation at local, regional, and national stores. Business owners tell customers that American-made items are moving off store shelves at a good pace and say that they simply need more American-made items from their suppliers. The bottom line is, every business wants to feature the products their customers are requesting so that they can remain in business and make a profit to keep people employed. It's important for all of us to take a few extra minutes to look at labels and seek out products made and assembled by American workers, and it's also important for us to let store owners and workers know that we're requesting them to seek out more American-made products from their suppliers. And as you know, since 2012, we have been promoting National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. This is another opportunity to let your local businesses know you support them because they add to the well-being of your local community. It's also an opportunity to encourage them to sell products made and assembled by American workers, and we invite you to spread the word about this effort and let everyone know that the first weekend of every month is National Small Business Weekend, and visit our internet site, nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Email them to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihash. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And I am always pleased to have this opportunity to say thank you to the radio broadcasters that repeat my commentary on their radio broadcast during their public service time. We're really, really getting more and more of our people together, and that's what it's really all about. If there were only more people in elected positions and in various areas of business that were promoting the Buy American Made campaign, we'd have even much more. I am pleased to say that during the last 10 years, we saw more American businesses and merchandisers working to get more American-made items back in circulation at their local, regional, and national stores. That's really what it's all about. But it takes you and I going out and looking at the labels and also speaking up at the various places for the people to know that you are a supporter of the Buy American Made campaign. Remember, they want to make sure that you're happy with the products that they are offering because they want you to remain their customer, and that's the way it goes. So do what you can to support the program. And of course, I want to remind you as well that we have a special, special activity that we have been promoting for the last 12 years. And with that, I'm going to pause for this message.
Everyone is encouraged to support local businesses throughout the year and during National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. Small businesses employ more than 60 million Americans and add to the well-being of local economies. So spread the word about National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. And for more information, visit nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com.
And by the way, this is also another way to promote the idea that you are a supporter of the Buy American Made campaign and, of course, National Small Business Weekend to your local stores. This Friday, May 3rd, Saturday, next Saturday the 4th, and next Sunday the 5th is the May edition of National Small Business Weekend. Kindly go out and support your local businesses and, of course, let them know you're looking for products and services provided by American workers. And also, tune in again this Wednesday, May the 1st, for another edition of AmericanWorkersRadio.com from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And there are many ways to get it. And you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. And if you have Alexa, just say, "Alexa, American Workers Radio." And I want to say a special thank you to our panel members, and they include Larkin Conley, Bruce Bassett Powell, Mark Andel, our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, who helped me every Wednesday to make a nice show for all of you that tune in. Also, as I mentioned this Wednesday during the broadcast, I put another special link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com for the U.S. debt clock, and you will see exactly what we are talking about and what we are trying to do to make things better here in the USA, promote ways for people to get jobs and stability and make sure that America moves up and not out of the USA. Also, may I encourage you to support people like Mark Indel, who is a member of our panel. He has his store, and it's now 14 years old. It's the Made in America store, and it features 100% American-made products. You can order online, and it will be shipped to your door. Do check it out at madeinamericastore.com. And as I say so often, the greatness of America allows us to have the freedom, the opportunity, and self-determination to decide how we will spend our money and look out for our future. And now, for all of you, our outstanding supporters, I just want to say we are going to enjoy this selection. It is by Rich Bobinski and his band. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Saturday Variety program serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware 7 days a week here on 860. And of course, you can listen to us from many links on the radio. You can go to Facebook, you can go to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, and write to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, And I always welcome you to spread the word about all the broadcasts here on 860 to your family and friends. Our schedule is the same, Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And on Sunday is a change to 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, on Monday and Tuesday, it is from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. You'll enjoy Barbara Ionitska. On Wednesday, it's another edition of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And, of course, you'll be able to spread the word about all of our efforts simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com or SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. And then on Thursday, Barbara is back, and at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers Radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. On Friday morning, Barbara is back. This week, she will have the 3rd of May Constitution Day salute. And then next Saturday at 11, be sure to tune in and enjoy our broadcast. But most of all, spread the word to family and friends. We get a lot of people from all over the USA tuning in, and we're happy to report that. On Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ionitska, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Micah. Now, if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19106. Mark that to the attention of greeting. And as you know, this year, the Polish language schools in the Philadelphia area are celebrating Polish Constitution Day with special presentations, and they've been announced in their various schools, and they'll be taking place. And we will have photos of those Polish Constitution Day celebrations in the June edition of the Polish American News. And I just was asked to mention that tomorrow, Sunday, April the 28th, there will be a Polish Constitution Day presentation by St. Adalbert Polish Language School following the 10:30 a.m. Mass. That's in St. Adalbert Church at Thompson Street and Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. That is tomorrow, the 28th, from 10:30 in the morning till 11:15 is the Mass, followed by the Polish Constitution Day presentation right there in St. Adalbert Church. And we have a special exhibit highlighting the Polish Constitution of May 3rd, 1791, there at the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. And of course, this helps to bring attention to this historic event to the tourists coming of many nationalities who visit historic Philadelphia. And also, I would like to tell you that the museum is open Monday through Friday from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And as you know, it's just a few blocks from Independence Hall, so tourists walk around, and there's going to be some special presentations coming up. And I also have pre-Constitution Day wishes to you and yours from everyone from WSFS Bank. They stand for service. Do check them out on the internet for the bank near you. Go to WSFSBank.com. And also remember, the April edition of the Polish American News is still up there on the top of the front of the page of the internet. Go to PolishAmericanCenter.com. You'll see the Polish American News there. Just click on the April edition. And in just a few days, the May edition will be up there. But from that page, you will also see that there are many of the people who support our radio broadcast, the museum, and so many other special features. There's also a link to the Facebook page, which you can also access the radio program from. Social services is listed there, and so much more. Do check it out at PolishAmericanCenter.com. And if you are looking for something very special for family members or friends, may I encourage you to shop at Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. They're located in the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania, and you can view that internet site by going to PolskaPolishPottery.com and select the items of you want to purchase, and they'll ship them right to your door. They have a beautiful selection of items that really be treasured by the people you give it to as a special gift. They also have a second site, and that is Polish Pottery Pride, and they're located at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and you can check them out on the internet by going to PolishPotteryPride.com. And for more information, you can also give them a call at area code 570-592-6382. And if you'd like to call the Polska Polish Pottery store, you can give them a call. They're in King of Prussia, and they'll be very happy to hear from you. Their telephone number is area code 610-256-2706. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And after this selection, I'll be coming back with a salute to Poland's May 3rd, 1791 Constitution. But right now, I would like to extend this selection by Stanky and the Coal Miners. It is the Stolat Polka, going out for Steve Falkowski from his wife Marge, to Michael Mirsky from his wife Ann, to Ed Mihaluk from his wife Maria, to James O'Rourke from his wife Helcha, and to Steve Rutkowski from his wife Mary. We'll also send this one out for the birthday of Stephen Smolczynski, from all of his family and friends and everyone from the Polish American Cultural Center Museum, wishing Stephen and everyone happy birthday and Stolat.
Stolat, stolat, nie żyje nam. Stolat, stolat,
As we listen to a selection by 101 Strings, I would like to give you a brief background of the Polish Constitution of 1791. In the late 18th century, the liberal movement in America swept throughout Europe, and on May 3, 1791, Poland's legislature adopted a constitution that was very similar to the United States Constitution of 1787. Poland's constitution became the second oldest written democratic constitution in the world, and its passage greatly disturbed the monarchies in Europe, who feared that the liberal movement in Poland would sweep their countries and push them out of power. Shortly after the enactment of May 3rd's constitution, the monarchies surrounding Poland, including Russia, Prussia, and Austria, feared Poland's new document so much that they invaded Poland. They did so to save themselves from a democratic movement in their own countries and also to retain absolute power for themselves. Now, with the hope that the invasion and also the partitioning of the country would end Poland as everyone knew it, on January the 26th, 1797, Russia, Prussia, and Austria made an agreement among themselves never to recall or speak of the nation of Poland in public again. However, as you know, because of the efforts of many proud Poles, many of your own ancestors, the spirit to survive, the faith, the history, the language, and the heritage of Poland was never, never able to be suppressed. This selection by 101 Strings is dedicated to the Polish Constitution of 1791. It is a constitution, it is a document and an event in history that reminds everyone that the land of Poland was always an advocate of freedom, peace, and justice for all. I encourage you to learn more about Poland's May 3rd Constitution by visiting the Polish American Cultural Center Museum there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia, where they have an exhibit on Poland's Constitution. You can also check out the Constitution on their internet site. That address is PolishAmericanCenter.org. And now, as an additional tribute to Poland, as we commemorate Polish Constitution Day on May 3rd, we're going to play the Polish National Anthem. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to note once again that the Polish-American Cultural Center Museum, there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia, has a featured exhibit marking Poland's May 3rd, 1791 Constitution. And of course, it's welcoming visitors from all over the world to historic Philadelphia. And when they stop by, they learn about another historic event which took place in Polish history and celebrated by Polish people living all over the world. The museum exhibit hall is open from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And for more information, you can visit them on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. You will see a lot of information in the May edition of the Polish American News. It should be out in 4 or 5 days. Well, I was also asked by people about Poland's flag. We know that Flag Day in America is June the 14th. Well, Poland's Flag Day is a national holiday which takes place on May the 2nd, the day before the Polish Constitution, and the holiday is celebrated between two additional national holidays. May 1st, which you've heard many times, is celebrated in Poland as International Workers' Day, and May the 3rd, which is celebrated on May the 3rd to honor Poland's historic constitution of May 3rd, 1791, the second oldest written democratic constitution in the world, and Polish people all over the world are proud to celebrate this particular occasion. And now, as we honor the Polish community all over the USA, I'd like to pause for this one. It is called Ukochany Kraj, which means we love our ancestral homeland, and it is by the Mazowsze. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, people ask, where can I get those 12-inch by 16-inch flags, the Polish flags? Well, they are available at the Polish American Cultural Center Museum gift shops. They have that size, the 12-inch by 18-inch flags, in the Polish and the American flags. Do stop by. They will be happy to offer those flags to you. And now we have a very special message again to share with you.
Everyone is encouraged to support local businesses throughout the year and during National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. Small businesses employ more than 60 million Americans and add to the well-being of local economies. So spread the word about National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. And for more information, visit nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com.
Most important is that you spread the word to family and friends about all that we are trying to do as the taxpayers and great citizens of America to promote American-made jobs for our country and being the best Americans that we can be. Going out to your local businesses and letting them know that you're looking for American-made has been very, very effective. Kindly do that. Not only the first weekend of each month during National Small Business Weekend, but throughout the year, your assistance is greatly appreciated. Also, I want to remind you about Polish American Social Services, and they are offering a lot of services, and I encourage you to go to the front page of their internet site. You can go to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or UnitedSocialServices.com. They are presently working with the state of Pennsylvania Property Tax Rent Rebate Program, which is now processing applications. Homeowners can get back as much as $1,000 on last year's paid real estate taxes or rent. The income limit is $45,000 per person. And of course, for more information, I encourage you to give them a call this week, Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at area code 215-923-1900. And don't forget about the annual spring polka party there at the Associated Polish Home. That'll be taking place on Sunday, May the 19th from 3 until 7 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia, featuring the TKO Band. For more information, you can call John Wisniewski at area code 215-906-1825. And also, I have best wishes to you and yours as we celebrate Polish Constitution Day from the Gruszewski and Schaller family, from Helen Cizio and members of PAHA, the PAHA American Association there from the Maniunk and Roxborough area, Philadelphia, from Kazimierz Kowalski and Joseph Walunas, as well as from Pat Foka and members of PAHA, the Polish American Heritage Association of Camden County, New Jersey. Well, ladies and gentlemen, time moves so quickly. It's unbelievable. And it's already that time for me to say do widzenia. I'm going to send out this final selection to all of you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spreading the word. And for more information, do check out the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Enjoy Polish Constitution Day this Friday. And of course, next Saturday, we'll be celebrating more. And until then, do widzenia I przyjemnego weekendu.